How would you describe yourself? Fun? Sporty? Bold? If that's the case, meet the Kia K4 hatchback, made for motion, adventure, and whatever you might decide to bring along. Or would you say you're more smooth, sleek, refined? If so, there's the Kia K4 sedan. Calm, confident, and ever so modern. Two personalities, two available turbocharged ways forward. The Kia K4 GT Line Turbo and the K4 Hatchback GT Line Turbo. What turbos you? Turbo is available on select K4 trims. Breaking news from Good Ranchers. Over 85% of grass-fed beef in stores is imported. Most grocery store meat contains antibiotics, hormones, and harmful seed oils. Good Ranchers does things differently. All their meat is born and raised on local American farms. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no seed oils. Just one ingredient, meat. Visit GoodRanchers.com and get $25 off your first order with code RANCH25. That's code RANCH25 for $25 off your first order. GoodRanchers.com. American meat delivered. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey, welcome back in. Hour number three. Dirt and Spray here. Portland Sports Leader, 105.1 FM, The Fan, 1080 AM, the Odyssey app, live on YouTube today. Hello, everybody. Hope your days are off to a great start. I don't know if you know this. Do you guys know? Did you know the Blazers won last night?
I had heard that rumor.
Have you heard that rumor? You following along?
I watched that thing.
You watched that thing?
I did.
We got ourselves a 1-1 series. We'll get back into that at some point. We got Statter Story coming up, final hour of the show, and some more thoughts on the NBA playoffs, because we haven't talked much about anything other than the NFL draft grinding and the Portland Trailblazers so far. So it's been a fun 2 hours to this point. I'm going to dive into a couple of more football things, kind of keep the theme on grinding the mocks here.
Sure.
I mentioned this audio yesterday, and I read the quote. I thought hearing it would be funnier. So the Bills are heading into a very interesting draft, right? A team who can't quite get over the hump. They've tried. They made a trade for a wide receiver. What are they going to do going forward? Well, here was Brandon Bean on the idea of hoping to get some guys that maybe slipped to them in the first round.
Yeah, I think it's hard. It's like anything. You kind of do a rundown. These are the guys that we're pretty sure there's less than 1% chance are going to be there, barring something, you know, a gas mask or something popping up. So if you guys want to put any players that are really talented, something out there using AI to help us get them, we'll take them.
Still one of the funniest draft moments of all time.
Yeah, also, like, look, we laughed in the moment. I thought that was hilarious, the gas mask thing, and he fell because of it.
Was it, the father-in-law? Was it a stepdad or something? Did we ever get the backstory on who released it?
I think you're on to the right area.
That was the story, but I can't remember.
It's a funny joke, but also, like, dude, people are going to do this now, and there's going to be photos of people.
Some olds are going to be very confused.
Well, it's also going to put some of these players in weird spots. Like, dude, is this really you on the internet doing this, this, and that? What? And then it's going to be, well, the NFL GM basically told people to create it.
Yes.
Like, well, great.
It
now
came
I'm super
from
stoked.
Brandon Bean, man. What do you want?
It is a funny joke, though. They're like, hey, can make one of the prospects. It's not even a gas mask, I don't think.
No, I don't know if that would do it anymore because weed's legal in so many places. When was Laramie Tunsil drafted?
I feel like most people laughed about that photo more than were like, I don't know if I can draft this guy.
He did. They did. I think most fans did. That was the ironic part about the NFL allowing him, or not to the NFL, but different teams not drafting him. Was that like, really? That's going to be the reason you let him fall? He was a can't-miss prospect at the most arguably important position other than quarterback.
Yeah.
He fell away to 13. That was a 2016 NFL draft.
And we thought, I think he was going to be like a top three or four pick,
easily,
right?
Dude. I'll go back and look. Let me see if I can find 2016 NFL draft. I think that was the Jared Goff draft.
Oh, I think you might be right.
So let's see. 2016 NFL draft. Let's see who ended up going before.
Yeah, that was the Goff. Goff wins.
So that was the Goff wins draft. Yeah, Bosa, that's not a bad
Ezekiel
pick.
Ezekiel Elliott, those were your top four picks.
Top four. After that, Jalen Ramsey, 5.
Yep.
Good career. Ronnie Stanley, 6. DeForest Buckner to the Niners, 7. Jack Conklin from Michigan State, 8. Leonard Floyd, 9. Eli Apple, 10. Vernon Hargraves, 11. Sheldon Rankins, 12.
Yeah, and he would have been higher, but the photo came out.
He for sure would have been higher. It just, yeah, it's funny to think back to those moments. I'm with you. You don't want this to actually happen. I thought it was a funny moment of honesty of like, hey, if you want to get something out there, like help us out a little bit. One of the teams that I think is the most interesting now tomorrow, and they were already going into the draft because of the head coach hire that they made and a little bit of internal optimism about the direction they're going. Well, all of a sudden, they have two top 10 picks. That is the New York football Giants.
Yeah.
So 5-10.
Argue that a lot of the draft hinges on what they decide to do. Do they trade one of the picks? Do they trade both of them? Do they keep both and say, we're rebuilding, we need young assets, let's draft the right positions of need?
Well, and you always want to take these things with a grain of salt because there is occasionally an agenda or an axe to grind. But this came out leading into the NFL draft from one of the former players of John Harbaugh. This is from Zay Flowers. I don't know what podcast this was. I'm not even going to pretend to know what podcast it was, but he was on a podcast. He was asked about Harbaugh, and he had this to say about his former head coach.
Y'all was tackling damn near
in practice?
Y'all was tackling in practice?
Bro, we four pads.
I'm be real.
NFLPA on the line.
However many practice pads as you can get,
Are you getting them?
You every
them.
Single one.
100%.
Jesus.
Bro, we doing one-on-ones week 17.
What?
Yeah.
Hey, I ain't gonna lie. Right. Well, my ankle hurts.
Week 17, we doing one-on-ones. Everybody out there, you tired. You
so
still going.
Physically, your body, like, how you manage that, though? You know what I'm saying? Like,
you don't. Like, that why low-key, that why we had a lot of, like, injuries.
Injuries,
like,
yeah.
Because how we practice, how we went.
I always love a little bit of shade getting thrown out right on the eve of the NFL draft. Former player, former head coach saying, hey, maybe we shouldn't have been so physical in week 17, John, and we would have stayed a little healthier late in the year.
We have a Giant fan in our life on a daily basis. Our overlord might love the idea of this, and I would say I would not love the idea of the Giants being in full pads as many times as you possibly can. Could you imagine Cam Scatabo trying to hit his teammates on a Tuesday? Oh, Cam Scatabo scratched late this week. He has concussion protocol. What happened?
Concussions aren't real, according to Cam Scatabo, so he's got nothing to fear there.
Okay, well, he's got an ouchie.
Yeah, CTE.
His brain is ouchie right now.
Concussions, those are not real things.
I'm just saying, like, he's got players. Dart took some pretty big pops last year. He's got players on that roster. I would not want them in full pads during the week taking hits or laying hits.
Yeah.
I mean, this kind of tracks. It's not that John Harbaugh flamed out of Baltimore.
No.
They didn't have a great year last year. He can't make Derrick Henry not fumble early in the season that blew the couple games. But also with John Harbaugh, there's an element of, is he truly as elite a coach as people think he is?
Yeah.
Or how much of this was elevated by Lamar Jackson's arrival?
I mean, I think it's interesting to point out where he had won the title and then the next handful of years, they were still a good team. They were still a playoff team.
They were fine.
But it wasn't quite to that level. And then it was rocky there until they drafted Lamar.
He was probably getting fired. If Lamar doesn't come in and produce, he was probably getting fired at that point. And then Lamar's like a multi-MVP.
Here he comes. You're in the playoffs every year. And, you know, he's the one that we blamed about not being able to get over the hump in the postseason. And we still use that against Lamar as the overall franchise quarterback debate happens.
Yeah, how do we figure out who to blame in much like the NBA, like it's where it's LeBron's fault, nothing on Jokic.
Yes.
It's Mike Malone's fault.
Right.
How in the NFL do we as a sports fan collection decide it's the quarterback here
or the coach
but
there.
It's the coach there
or like, the GM here.
it's Lamar. Yep. He's a choker in the playoffs. It's Kyle Shanahan. He's a choker in the playoffs. Like,
yes.
How do you separate which quarterback or which coach we choose to blame?
Well, back to the team we started with, Buffalo, they said, what? It's Sean McDermott's fault, clearly. We need a change in head coach. That will get us over the hump. The GM, though?
Now the GM's asking for AI'd photos of prospects so they can slip to him.
That was the only part of it that bothered me. Of like, he just seems way too loosey-goosey and comfortable in his own seat, and he shouldn't be. Mm. But I'm sure he's got the guarantees behind the scenes that nothing's going to happen. They stuck by his side despite their disappointing playoff loss last year.
Yeah.
And his inability to go find a legitimate wide receiver. And now we'll see how the trade works out more. And if that actually ends up becoming a difference maker in their offense or not. But he seems too loosey-goosey, and that rubs me the wrong way.
So I'm going to actually disagree with our good friend Benjamin Robinson, who, again, does a great job of this and has clearly made a better living at covering the NFL draft than I. I think the whole draft is swinging on four. I don't know if Arizona's going to trade out at three. The Jets seem pretty concrete in who they want. We know the Raiders are taking Mendoza.
Yes.
I don't think the draft starts and gets weird until seven. I think it's four. And you could think it's just Jeremiah Love and that's it. I can't help but wonder, and I heard Rand Carthron on this, who worked alongside Robert Saleh in San Francisco before he was the general manager in Tennessee. Saleh can fall in love with guys. Like, he loved Tremaine Edmonds.
Yes.
And the Niners didn't go that direction. They went a different direction. He's now the guy kind of calling shots over there. is he going to direct them to go defense? Does he love Sonny Styles? Because Sonny Styles is a kind of semi-polarizing prospect here.
Yeah.
Or does he go Jeremiah Love and say, I'm going to get the can-do-it-all running back? And then, like, also, with the fourth pick in the draft, especially given we're coming off Genty and what he was with the Raiders, as good as Jeremiah Love is as a football player, do you take a running back at four?
That's a tough question, man.
That's a really tough question to
ask. You can make a legitimate argument that he's the best player in the draft.
And people have.
He's dynamic, running the ball. And what do you average? 9 yards a carry at Notre Dame. He's an elite catcher of the football out of the backfield.
People are comparing him to McCaffrey and Falk.
Right. And if you get that, I have no problem taking him there. It's just the idea of shelf life and value. I understand the concerns in that regard. But I don't have any questions of whether or not Jeremiah Love will be a legitimate NFL player. I don't have that fear. Depending on fit, maybe the numbers might be better in certain spots rather than others. But I, based on what we know about the rest of this draft class, and this is kind of the most interesting storyline for me, is that I think you can argue the two best players in the draft are not premium positions, and that's the reason they're going to fall a little bit. I don't think there's anybody else out there that wows me enough to say, oh, I can't take a gamble on a running back or a safety in the top 10, because all the other guys have a bit of a question mark. They're good wide receivers, question mark. You mentioned Reese, question mark. Like, a lot of these guys have certain concerns, whether it's their size, whether it's their weight, their arm length. Like, there's concerns across the board. The guys I don't have concerns with, it might not be a premium position. I'm taking them in a heartbeat in the top 10.
So since 2022, you've had You've had three running backs drafted in the first round since 2022.
Three. The last, what would that be? Five drafts?
Four. Let me count this again. So you have Jahmyr Gibbs. So no running backs were drafted in the first round in 2022.
Okay.
Okay. 2023, you had...
That would have been the Gibbs draft, if I remember correctly.
Give me a second. Oh, yeah, so you had Bijan and Gibbs in 2023.
Both of them have been outstanding.
Yep, and then in 2024, Jonathan Brooks was the first back taken, but he was a second-round guy.
Okay.
2025, you had Genty and Hampton.
And Genty certainly didn't get off to a great start. Hampton was banged up last year at times, so it's way too early to judge either of those draft picks.
So you've had four since 2022.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Love's ability to be a versatile player catching the ball out of the backfield, not that Genty can't do that, is tantalizing to me. It would be really hard to say no to.
When the other
positions are a bit of a question mark, I just don't have that with Jeremiah Love.
But you might
get
the most premium offensive line prospect in the draft, given the way it's all shaking out right now.
I get it. You have
a young quarterback going into his second season.
Either one is going to help my quarterback succeed. It's back to the Jamar Chase, Penei Sewell debate. What would you rather have, a wide receiver or a starting left tackle that you plug in?
We talked about that in the moment, and we might have been biased, but I think we both took Sewell, didn't we? Like, you take an offensive line prospect. Now, he ended up being on the right side of stuff,
yes,
the right tackle.
But right away, you had the Bengals make the Super Bowl, and it was like, well, see, you didn't need it. And then how did they lose the Super Bowl? They couldn't block Aaron Donald.
I think that's the tough thing here.
Yeah, there's not a right answer. I think that's the intrigue of the draft for me. We'll stick in that. Where does the draft start for you? It is tomorrow night. Excited about that. Let's get to another coach commenting about it starts now. Now is when it begins. That's next.
How would you describe yourself?
Fun, sporty, bold. If that's the case, meet the Kia K4 hatchback, made for motion, adventure, and whatever you might decide to bring along. Or would you say you're more smooth, sleek, refined? If so, there's the Kia K4 sedan. Calm, confident, and ever so modern. Two personalities, two available turbocharged ways forward. The Kia K4 GT Line Turbo and the K4 Hatchback GT Line Turbo. What turbos you? Turbo is available on select K4 trims. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best.
Let's go!
Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhanced game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLB Plus.
Power your next journey with True North convenience stores and Monster Energy. Stock up and stay energized when you grab two of
of your favorite Monster cans for $6. Or save even more when you buy more. Whether you're gearing up for work, hitting the road, or powering through your next adventure, True North has the energy you need to save. Get more ways to save with True Rewards. Find the app in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the fam. All right, welcome back in. We'll get back into the Blazers. What a win for them last night. Is this the future of Scoot Henderson? Is he the new...
Magic Johnson.
Could be.
I'm sorry, Ramona Shelburne. I'm not getting into Tom Dundon stuff today. You're not going to get me.
I don't care.
You're not going to get me right
now.
Not
today.
I'm riding the high of a Game 2 win here, Ramona.
Let's all make our jokes on Reddit. They had to take the Oregon Trail back or a Greyhound bus. That I'm all for. He doesn't want to pay for hotels for Game 5. Those are funny digs. I don't want to legitimately have that debate again. I'm tired of it.
Nothing's changed for people.
Nothing has changed. And it's all... We got to find the leakers. That's what we got here. We got leakers on our hands. We'll get back into the Blazers at some point in this show. Saturday story coming up in the final hour. We're talking in the NFL draft, though, and just the idea behind where guys are going to go. Does the Ty Simpson storyline excite you or do anything for you?
I couldn't care less.
Could not care less.
It's the least important storyline of the draft stuff that's getting talked about the
Interesting.
Most.
Interesting. Okay.
I care more about are they going to go Bailey or Reese?
Yeah,
pick number two because all the smoke is out about. Are they smoke about Reese just to go Bailey?
Ooh,
are they going Bailey because he's the best edge rusher? He's a little weak against the run, but he's the best edge rusher,
no doubt.
Nobody seems to care at all, and rightfully so. What the Arizona Cardinals are doing at number three?
No, they're the most irrelevant franchise.
And then I go to pick four, and I'm like, are they going to go Jeremiah Love? This maybe. You know, generational running back who can do everything for a team and get a weapon, a real great weapon for Cam Ward? Or do they get their wits about them on the offensive line? Or do they go defense because the coach is so defensive heavy and go Sonny Styles? Like,
all that does more for you than Ty Simpson.
I'm asking legitimately. One, I've never been enamored with Ty Simpson. It's not that he's not going to be good. It's
totally
not that
fair.
He can't be good.
We haven't really seen him play that much. He's only played for 1 year.
I just like, if you're telling me his ceiling, his top end of his entire career is Kirk Cousins.
Sure.
That's not that exciting to me personally as a sports fan.
Yeah.
So what am I getting? Why am I working myself up to talk about Ty Simpson being a backup somewhere? Or
I think the only
team that's not very good saying we're rolling Ty Simpson out in week four.
I mean, look, the odds of where he's going to go are pretty obvious to discover. Breaking news, the Cardinals are the favorite to land him, then the Jets at plus 280, right? So it's like the two teams who need quarterbacks.
But in the second round.
They're not going to take him, and likely, I mean, with their original picks, that's obviously not going to happen. I actually don't really disagree. I'm a little bit higher on him. He's a unique guy where he doesn't have very big sample size. It's 1 year. And he decided to leave. By the way, he's been very honest about this week doing some interviews about the amount of money that Miami was throwing at him to come be their starter next year and how difficult of a decision that was. They offered him $6.5 million to go be their starting quarterback next year. And he turned it down because the legacy thing, he said he called Saban and he was like, I don't know what to do here. And it just being an Alabama guy mattered to him. And he thinks he'll do it in the NFL. Maybe it backfires tremendously. Mm-hmm. I think the only argument I would throw at you is the feeling. How did you feel a year ago about Jackson Dart and how do you feel about him now?
I liked Jackson Dart. And my feelings now are nice little flashes.
Still a very small sample size, obviously.
A little concern how many hits he takes.
Yes.
But I was higher on Jackson Dart last year than I am
than
Ty
you were
Simpson.
Ty Simpson. Yeah, he played more college football, that's for sure. And you could argue the numbers were better.
I think if he goes to the Rams at 13, that's going to be something we're talking about of, look at them preparing for the future that's not that far away.
Yeah, by the way, Jimmy G might be retiring.
But him specifically, when you talk about this draft, he's largely looked at as a second-round guy. So we care a lot about quarterbacks, and
I think
rightfully so.
I think it's just the idea, will there be another one in this draft? We know Mendoza's going one. Now, did you see him throw out the first pitch last night?
I did not. We're in Vegas? No, because the A's are here.
Did he throw out?
And they're playing in Sacramento. Where did he throw the first pitch?
That's a great question. I just saw the highlight of him throwing. Maybe it's in Pittsburgh for the draft. Maybe he's there.
Oh, that
would make
sense.
No, but he's not going to Pittsburgh.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
He did it in Miami.
I'm
an idiot. Of course.
Miami,
yeah.
I was like,
I'm a dumbass. Right? Of course it's Miami.
Also, he just beat your...
He's from Miami.
Yeah.
He just beat your
team.
Who'd
he beat in the title game?
I know. There was more Indiana fans there than there were Miami fans. At the game, at least. Yeah, it is unique. I think a local, like,
we want a former Laker, like, because he's from here, that just beat us in the Western Conference Finals, doing something pregame at a Blazer game.
Kevin Love coming to raise the 12th man banner or whatever we would do in our arena. Would we be okay with that as a non-Blazer?
I don't know what the equivalent is, but, like, that's a little odd. I know he's from there. They get the Pride of Miami thing, but, like, he just literally beat Miami in the title game in Miami.
Look, this is really dumb, but a lot of the stuff around the draft is really dumb. I'm now questioning. Not that I was over the moon on him and, like, 100% guaranteed, because no quarterback is ever that. His inability to throw a baseball and look athletic has me alarmed.
I'm gonna push back on you.
You're a quarterback, dude.
Push back.
Throw the ball.
Challenge flag. So I mentioned yesterday.
Yeah.
And this just happens to line up with it. I rewatched the Detroiters, Tim Robinson and Sam Richardson. It's literally an episode of Jim Harbaugh at a Little Caesars party. He cannot throw a football at bowling pins. And he's like, it's the angle. The arm angle is not meant to go down. I'm meant to throw across.
They got Jim Harbaugh for that show?
Yeah, he loses.
Was he good? Was he like? Was his role good?
Oh, he's great. Yeah. He's the competitive ass.
That's my guy.
Who screams because he keeps
khakis.
Missing.
Yeah,
he's our guardian of victory.
He ends up hitting one of them in the back of the head, and the guy he's going against is knocking all the pins down, and he's just like throwing his hat.
So you're going, no fear here that he can't throw a baseball? It's a pretty bad motion.
It's a very different.
He floated it. It's a floater.
No.
How do you not know how to throw a baseball?
My concerns are, do they have blocking for him? You're concerned? He torched your team.
It doesn't matter
anymore.
He threw
some of the best passes of the season against your team.
Doesn't matter. He can't throw a baseball. Get him out of here. Raiders are doomed, dude. Trade the number one overall pick. Guy doesn't have an arm. He's got a noodle back there. Put some heat behind it, all right?
Like, would Mahomes be good on a first pitch?
He played baseball in college.
Oh, touche, you're
right. So I think
he
would throw about 93 miles an
Josh
hour.
Josh Allen.
Without a doubt, is athletic enough to throw. Josh Allen
you're
first
not
pitch.
Mendoza's athleticism.
I am, because he can't throw
a
baseball.
He's going to be the number one pick of the draft.
If you can't throw a baseball, I don't think you're athletic.
You can't throw a strike on command in a first pitch. That's a very different thing.
I'm going to try and find
so
a Josh Allen.
So if we did a
first
pitch and your pitch was like, You dirted it or it went way high.
It's
what am I supposed to say about your athleticism?
I wouldn't do that. First off, I'd hit him right in the glove because I throw strikes. That's all I do.
I'm feeling the poll question coming.
33
secondarily,
miles per hour is
secondarily, it's not necessarily about the location ending of the pitch. It's about the motion. Like when you watch somebody shoot a basketball, do you feel like you can discern whether they're athletic or not?
A little bit.
Thank you.
I've watched enough of those, like, in timeout games.
But some of our
it doesn't mean you can't be Sean Marion and you got a funky delivery and you can actually make it. Those guys exist. I grant you that. Yeah. Like, Obama's kind of that way. His shooting motion's pretty ugly. But he's a deep hoops a lot and he can do it.
Yeah, but some of the most athletic people.
I judge people watching them throw a baseball. If you
that's interesting.
Don't feel like there's clearly no confidence because he floats the entire thing in.
Yeah.
Go watch the video.
I'm watching it right now.
It's, you know.
Yeah, it was definitely
he throws it like a football. And also, by the way, if we're playing football, that's a perfect spot to throw it. I think, if anything, he's
hiding away from the defender.
He's brought more confidence to me if I'm a Raider
fan. Terrified.
He's also not trying. It's literally the most like, let me just throw it to you. I'm just out here smiling with a Marlins jersey.
The only thing I'm seeing on Josh Allen, I guess he was at the Sabres game the other night banging the drum before the playoff game against the Bruins.
So you want Mendoza, you want your starting quarterback out there trying to throw heat down the middle?
I just want to know that you got a good throwing motion. You look athletic.
You watched him beat your team twice. Yeah. You know his throwing motion's good.
They rigged the game.
What are we doing here?
They were stealing signs. They knew every play that Oregon was running.
He put the football in, like, the most perfect
spots.
They
got access to tape. It's a Spygate thing going on probably with Cignetti. Based on the way how defensive they are, when's that cheating scandal going to come out?
Let's ask Dan Lanning if he thinks Mendoza can throw a football well. He's like, dude, did you watch our last game?
I'm out on this guy, man. I'm out. Give me Ty Simpson over him. I bet Ty Simpson could throw a fastball.
You have become known by a lot of people that reach out to me. Like, you are easily the biggest hater on the station.
Oh, without a doubt.
If any team is better than your team specifically... You hate them.
Can't stand them.
I mean, you're just the biggest. What do they have that
anybody,
I don't have? I hate them.
Anybody that gets to be happy in life in ways that I'm not happy in life, I hate you. That's the way I operate.
I'm healthy right now.
Fernando Mendoza, I hate you. You have something I want.
Okay.
And you can't throw a baseball.
Throws a football and beats the Ducks by 40. No big deal.
I didn't get to my college football segment there.
Sure.
There was a coach who said something yesterday that gave me a good chuckle.
Why did he do this to himself?
That's a great question.
Why do you need to do this?
We'll bring that up coming up next. We get back into the Blazers coming up at 8:45. Got a big Game 2 win last night. Where does the series go from here? We got a poll question up on that. A little college football, though.
How would you describe yourself?
Fun, sporty, bold. If that's the case, meet the Kia K4 hatchback, made for motion, adventure, and whatever you might decide to bring along. Or would you say you're more smooth, sleek, refined? If so, there's the Kia K4 sedan. Calm, confident, and ever so modern. Two personalities, two available turbocharged ways forward. The Kia K4 GT Line Turbo and the K4 Hatchback GT Line Turbo. What turbos you? Turbo is available on select K4 trims. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Baseball and community go hand in hand. And with Pitch, Hit, and Run, you can make a lasting impact. Register to showcase the foundational skills of young athletes from your local community in the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball, known as Pitch, Hit, and Run. Make an impact today. Pitch, Hit, and Run. Visit playball.org to sign up today.
Power your next journey with True North Convenience Stores and Monster Energy. Stock up and stay energized when you grab two of your favorite Monster cans for $6. Or save even more when you buy more. Whether you're gearing up for work, hitting the road, or powering through your next adventure, True North has the energy you need to save. Get more ways to save with True Rewards. Find the app in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter X.com/AI.
Next, good point of the fan text line. Mendoza couldn't throw a strike because it wasn't a 5-yard slant on an RPO. Had to make multiple reads, so the baseball, he got confused.
New York Post, 2 hours ago, Fernando Mendoza's ceremonial first pitch might be the first red flag from the number one NFL draft.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about.
You're an idiot.
That's a reputable journalistic entity
Post,
right there,
really?
Okay?
Really?
They report only the facts.
You're the New York Post sports takes. Good for you.
Another one. If you can't on YouTube, if you can't throw a baseball or a football or shoot a basketball, are you even a man? I think it's a great question.
I would say this.
Probably no.
I've seen, like, Park Rose didn't have a lot of success, but I've seen some kind of like freakish athletes come through Park Rose, yeah, and they ended up being kids who just couldn't have their S together and
sure,
didn't really play much.
A lot of those, yeah.
But like, I've also seen them play other sports and it not look normal.
Yes.
My thing that
I mean,
I'm
it's a horrible analogy. Like LeBron James throwing a baseball, I bet looks uncomfortable as hell. Can he throw a baseball?
I mean, can you see the baseball when he's
no,
holding it, right?
I've seen him swing a golf club, and I know, like, if that's the way you're swinging a golf club, you probably don't have a great throwing motion.
My
but he's
judgment,
maybe the greatest athlete of all time.
My judgment for people, like, if you're saying, is there something you do that makes you question their athleticism?
Ooh, yeah, what's it for you?
What do you look like when you're running?
Really? The running one does it for you?
Yeah.
Now, what's an unathletic, like, what? Give me a trait. I want to know if I have these traits.
What are your arms doing while you're running?
Who doesn't pump them? You got to pump them, right? We're pumping?
I can tell if you're pumping too much, if you're trying to pump.
Ooh, sometimes I pump a lot
What's
to get my momentum going.
What's your running? If I made you run a mile, you're not doing a fake running look the whole way.
No.
I had a kid. There was a kid that tried out for the basketball team years ago.
Uh-huh.
Arms straight down.
What?
Elbows locked. Hands sticking out.
What?
And, like, they went with his legs. Yeah, we had a lot of comments.
Okay.
He was one of the tallest people in our class, so we're like, we kind of need you for rebounds. Terrible basketball player.
You can't do
it. And I was like, I knew it from watching him run.
Yeah, you can't do it if you run like that. That's a good point.
You kind of just see when somebody, for me, it's running. Now, for you, it's shooting a basketball, I guess, as if we haven't seen some of the NBA players have bad motions.
No, I'm really bad at shooting. I don't play basketball very often. I don't have any touch, but I feel like my stroke's pretty good. Like, I feel like if you saw my stroke, now I'm not getting off the ground because I can't jump anymore. I feel like I got a smooth motion.
Okay.
When I shoot it. Now,
but Olden Polynice, that's not going to look great.
Even Sheed back in the day had a pretty ugly motion, kind of straight over the head. He kind of had a unique one.
Well, he's so tall that it was just really easy.
Sean Marion is probably the most famous ugly stroke of all time.
Yes.
Has to be, right? Is there an uglier one than him?
No.
Quick answers.
I mean, those are quick answers.
You have this in baseball with, like, Craig Counsell and Kevin Youkilis. There's random,
Was Pejo Stojakovic's motion pretty?
I don't remember his off the top of my head.
He snapped his wrist sideways.
Did he really?
Yeah.
I don't remember
that. It's a weird follow-through.
Yeah. Is that uglier than Sean Marion?
Sean
Marion was kind of, elbows out, wasn't he? Just like
a push from his, face area.
He was actually a pretty good shooter, too. That was the irony of it.
Especially late in his career.
I saw this yesterday. It made me chuckle. And I'm just wondering, why would you say this? And the person saying it could not have been any better. I don't know if you're aware of this. I'd like to pass along. Let me find my drop here.
Big day for you in college football, by the way. You might get the number one quarterback in the country.
They might later tonight, yeah. I mean, I don't know what that means in high school recruiting. He'll probably transfer after four practices to Cal. But, we'll wait and see on that. I just wanted to pass along breaking news. Mm-hmm. The championship window has officially opened at USC.
Did they
officially? Now, the last 4 years don't count.
Sure.
Because they had to work and fight like hell just to get to this point to when they could open their championship window. And according to Lincoln Riley, after fighting like hell to get the window open, the air's coming in, baby. The window's open.
What do you think the window's like at USC for the championship? Is it an old wood window that hasn't been opened and it's almost sealed and you need help pushing it up and it's just like
I got those windows in my house, dude. They're the worst, man.
You got old Portland windows.
Jimmy rig them up every time you open them. Now, you do it enough. Eventually, you get a little grease in those wheels and it's okay.
Sure.
But that first time on a hot day last year, damn it, you finally get them open.
That's what I view Lincoln Riley's championship window. Like, has he opened it? Sure, if he says so.
Sure.
Did it look fun to do? No.
No, not at all.
Does he enjoy it? Is he ever going to close the window because of how hard it was to open? Probably not, but I don't know if that's going to be good things for him. Bug's going to come in and lay eggs somewhere.
Yes. How do people say this with a straight face when Indiana just won the national title in year 2 under Kurt Cignetti?
Is this for, what was this for?
I don't know. You're a USC fan, does this get you going? Does an off-season quote from your coach about your champ? I would just have responded, what were you doing? We're USC.
Is that any different than him going, now I care about defense?
Now we're caring about defense.
D'Antlin.
Yes.
Now it's time.
Now he's gone. He's at Penn State.
Now it's
Gary Patterson.
Gary Patterson. It's now.
So they're going to go 9-3 again this year?
Is this for donors? Is this for people giving them money that's like, hey, this is really it. You got to pony up now.
A guy who has a really hard time to not put his foot in his mouth constantly just did it again. And I'm like, why would you even acknowledge this publicly? just go let your play do the talking. Like, they're doing a lot of stuff on social media that I just chuckle at because I have a good feeling about the Oregon-USC game next year. And so a lot of their things that they're throwing out there, I'm sure is going to backfire on them. Just like their, assistant athletic director, whoever it was walking on the field talking trash in Austin last year. Mm-hmm. Only going to watch them lose again, and it's been a decade since they beat the Ducks. Wouldn't she want at this point, after underwhelming and disappointing for 4 years, to sit down and shut up and then turn around after you win games and say, see, look how good I am. Hey, we're in the playoff. Hey, we're contending for a championship. Instead of doing this Baltimore material in the offseason.
I think you're just better served. Like, Dan Lanning doesn't talk about how good they are, and he doesn't.
Our championship window's open now. If he said that, I would, what?
When he got hired.
What was the last 3 years then? It wasn't open? Is that what you're telling me?
You and I, we were debating.
Undefeated,
and what was it going to mean? And I thought, oh my God, here you go. And it was a good year one. There's no doubting that. But after that, all the evidence is suggesting that good coach.
Yes.
Elite. Really great. Good coach.
He's never won a playoff game.
His resume is great. He's got Heisman
number one
trophies.
Picks, Heisman trophies.
Yeah, there's no doubting that.
Stockpiled for Lincoln Riley.
Can't cook brisket.
No, no, he can't.
Hates cold weather games.
Yeah.
Doesn't like traveling.
Ducks out of the Notre Dame rivalry like a coward.
Never cares about defense. Doesn't recruit local LA high schools.
Well, now he is. They're starting to win on the recruiting trail.
And then steps in it with comments. I mean, I just labeled six things this guy has done that's made me go from like, dude, I think this is an amazing hire, and you going, oh, we'll see, to me going, hey, let's pile on now, because I don't understand why you need to say it.
One of the random moments being a hater actually paid off for me.
Anything less than 10 wins next year.
It's a disappointment.
It's
you're
an
USC.
Utter disappointment. There's no excuses.
If Oregon goes 9-3 next year, do you know what I'm saying at the end of the season? Do you know what people are saying about Dan Lanning?
Yeah.
And this guy's in year four going 9-3, and that's like the high watermark of his tenure. And we're just, next year. Now we're going to run our mouth on social media. Now the championship window's open.
Yeah.
Good luck, buddy. Good luck. We still got a lot to get to in the final hour of the show. Status story coming up. Let's get back into the biggest news here locally of the day, and that is Portland getting a win. We got a poll question up. Where does the series goes from here? How has your mind changed since seeing the Wemby injury and what his status is being up in the air? We'll dive back into the Blazers-Spurs series. That is next on 105.1 FM The Fam. All right, welcome back in. Lots to get to in the final hour of the show. Status story 9:15. How about those Portland Trailblazers? What a night it was last night in San Antonio. The most fun I've had watching a game, probably since CJ's Mother's Day game in the second round against Denver. Game 7. Yep. I mean, it's been, your point earlier, we talked about that Denver series where Dame was so good. It almost was depressing to know how good he was, and it didn't matter.
He didn't have enough help.
Like, it was fun watching him go off and have one of the best performances we've ever seen in the history of the NBA playoffs. Mm-hmm. But it was depressing as hell to see him lose. And that was the thing about last night. It was, if I would have told you, now obviously Wemby going down changes everything. So let's just get that out. Elephant in the room. Wemby going down changes the entire structure of the game and the structure of the series, and now we wait and see where it goes from here. On Portland's side of things, man, like if I would have told you going into the game last night, who has carried them offensively in every game as of late? In game one, who was their best player? In the play-in, who was their best player? He has risen up the rankings of, is this guy a guy you can actually build around? You're changing your philosophy of, is he a three? Is he a two? Mm-hmm. Denny Avdia had 14 points last night, and I'm not saying he played terribly. He got a lot of double teams. They were throwing a lot of different looks at him. Maybe he's a little slow because some of the dings that he took in game one and then continued in game two. That was the other part of it that was so impressive, is that if I would have said on the air yesterday, Wemby going down certainly changed the dynamic. But the Denny's only going to have 14 on 5 of 13 shooting. And, oh, by the way, you know how many free throws he took last night? 5. 3 of 5. So it wasn't like he lived at the free throw line all night and you were still going to find a way to win the game. That was the most encouraging part about it, not to mention the fact that your young point guard was the driving force behind all of
it. If you tell me he shoots 5 free throws total and he's 5 of 13 from the field with 14.
In 30 minutes, like he didn't get hurt.
And then you follow it up and say, Tamani has 10, Donovan has 9, Jeremy Grant has 5.
Yes. Where's the rest of the points coming from, buddy?
I would have been like, well, Drew Holiday had a huge game, right? And you're like, he's going to have 16. I go, what?
Huh?
I might then guess, did Wemby get hurt?
Yeah, that's probably guess number two.
I wouldn't have said, oh, so Scoot's like leading them
right,
and dominating with 31 points. And look, if you really want to get into the weeds of this, you can. You can make that choice. 0 assists, 1 rebound. I don't really particularly care about that. Today it is, he scored 31 points.
Yep.
He was their best three-point shooter. He's 5 of 9 from the field.
Scoot having 0 assists is pretty wild, too.
Because he was aggressive.
He was aggressive.
He got the ball, and he knew he could score, and he was going to score, and he wanted to score.
I felt like he had moments making the right pass, too, where it's like, I'm just surprised that that's the number. Because if you would have asked me how many assists did he have, I would say, three, four, five, somewhere in that range.
He was really stinking good on defense, and he carried you offensively with his buckets. I hear... You know, the playmaking and the assists numbers, like if you want to get into that, you can. But they needed somebody to be aggressive offensively and to score a lot of points, and he gave you that. And it's the best game of his career, bar none.
Bar none.
It certainly is the greatest of advantage to not have Wembanyama after the midway point of the second quarter on. But overall, like for Scoot Henderson to be the one that did that for them last night, and Denny had, by his standards, a not good game.
Yeah, down game for the way he was playing.
Incredibly impressive. They come out victorious in that thing. And it took more than just Scoot. Scoot
for
was
sure
the
did.
Leader. But like Donovan had 5 offensive rebounds in this game, okay?
He had 1 in game one.
He had 1 in game one. He averaged 4.5, I want to say, leading the league.
Yeah.
We had brought it up because Brandon had said the biggest guy for him was Donovan outside of Denny. And I thought in a lot of ways, Donovan's 9 points and 10 boards are good. His two blocks, certainly great. He had rebounds he didn't get credit for because he just kept tipping the ball and keeping it alive.
Somebody else grabbed it.
He was right there on follow-ups. He didn't score a lot, but he had a couple follow-ups because Wemby would chase down the block and they'd miss and he'd be right there. And his just overall presence, you could feel a presence. You didn't feel that in game one.
No.
I thought Jrue Holiday, who only finished 6 of 17 from the field with 16 points, not the most amazing offensive output. I thought he was stellar on defense, and I thought he was really calm, cool, in really big spots for them offensively. He had 9 assists. He had 5 rebounds. I thought he was tremendous alongside Scoot.
A couple of blocks, some steals, offensive rebounds as well.
And Rob Will. I mean, we don't have enough time of Rob Will and what he was at the end of the game and how, that's the Robert Williams a lot of people have always hoped to see. And he's kind of been that for most of the year. He has not gotten hurt largely. And
when available, man, he's a difference maker. Nobody ever questioned that.
That was Time Lord.
How long was he going to be available for was the only question we ever asked about Robert Williams.
We basically called him Rob Will his entire Blazer career. That was Time Lord last night. Yep. And so they didn't give you the greatest outputs from a statistical category, but if you really watch that game, Scoot's awesome. Denny is probably his worst game in a long time. Everybody else that I just named, like, I felt like they really had an impact on the way that game was played and the runs that they had.
Well, continue this to start the final hour. A couple of questions out there. One of them is our poll question of the day. We'll update that as the final hour goes on. Where does it go from here? Like, do you think they're actually going to win the series? You can go vote at Thurton Sprague on Twitter. Now that Wemby's down, he's not going to likely play in game 3. Who knows about game 4? We'll have to wait and see from then on out. So do you believe that Portland's going to win the series now that it's tied a game apiece? And then I think the other component of it that's interesting is what does that game mean for Scoot? Now, nobody has the right answer to that. But does that give you confidence of where this is going in years to come? Like, is that a true light bulb moment for him? Is it an outlier game like Myers in Game 4 of the Western Conference Finals? I'm curious what people out on that. The fan text line, you can interact with us there, 503-864-6326, or send them into the YouTube chat. We'll continue on the Blazers to start the final hour next on 105.1 FM The Fan.
How would you describe yourself? Fun, sporty, bold. If that's the case, meet the Kia K4 hatchback, made for motion, adventure, and whatever you might decide to bring along. Or would you say you're more smooth, sleek, refined? If so, there's the Kia K4 sedan. Calm, confident, and ever so modern. 2 personalities, 2 available turbocharged ways forward. The Kia K4 GT Line Turbo and the K4 Hatchback GT Line Turbo. What turbos you? Turbo is available on select K4 trims. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best. Let's go! Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhance game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLBPlus.
Power your next journey with True North Convenience Stores and Monster Energy. Stock up and stay energized when you grab two of your favorite Monster cans for $6. Or save even more when you buy more. Whether you're gearing up for work, hitting the road, or powering through your next adventure, True North has the energy you need to save. Get more ways to save with True Rewards. Find the app in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.